You know, it's honestly a bit heartbreaking to watch how fast artificial intelligence is evolving compared to how slowly our laws move. There's this critical mismatch happening right now between technological advancement and legislative pace.
It really is. While AI models are iterating and expanding their capabilities every few weeks, traditional lawmaking cycles still take months or even years. By the time a regulation finally passes, it's often already obsolete.
And since federal AI legislation is pretty much stalled out, state governments have really stepped up to the plate. Places like California, New York, and Colorado are basically acting as testing grounds, trying to find that delicate balance between protecting consumers and fostering innovation.
Exactly. That's why companies like Anthropic, who are deeply focused on safety and transparency, are urging state legislatures to not just speed up, but to fundamentally rethink how they approach regulation.
It's wild when you think about it. Even the transparency laws that California and New York recently passed, mandating training data disclosure, safety testing, and behavioral documentation, are already in need of updates.
That's because the landscape has shifted dramatically. We're seeing the rise of agentic AI systems, much faster development cycles, and deeper integration into existing software ecosystems. These factors introduce complexities that earlier frameworks simply didn't anticipate.
It makes you realize that static rules, which lock in very specific technical requirements, are going to become irrelevant the exact moment a new architecture or training method comes along.
Precisely. To keep pace, Anthropic is advocating for adaptive, future-proof regulatory frameworks. The focus needs to shift from rigid technical mandates to measurable, real-world outcomes.
I love that approach. Instead of dictating exactly how companies should build things, regulators could establish clear benchmarks for safety, fairness, and security, and then give companies the flexibility to meet those standards using the best practices of the moment.
And that flexibility requires a few key structural changes. We're talking about built-in regular review cycles to keep laws current, performance-based standards that prioritize accuracy and security over specific architectures, formalized channels for industry experts and policymakers to collaborate in real time, and mandatory transparency around model capabilities, limitations, and intended use cases.
It's such a crucial shift. The real takeaway here is that effective AI governance just can't be static or reactive anymore.
No, it absolutely can't. Regulation has to be proactive and agile, designed specifically to adapt alongside technological change rather than fight against it.
And it's wonderful to see that companies who genuinely prioritize safety are increasingly partnering with policymakers. They want to reduce legal uncertainty, build public trust, and create a fair playing field for everyone.
When state governments embrace these flexible, outcome-driven frameworks, they won't just be managing local issues. They'll likely be setting the blueprint for future national AI policy.
Ultimately, this isn't about racing against the clock. It's about building a resilient system that protects users while preserving the creative space we need for responsible AI innovation to truly thrive.